We're queuing at the checkout in the local Aldi, and my daughter's in a stupor, pushing the loaded trolley back and forth, like a buggy. And it's only when she expresses milk, as I'm unloading fire logs and Heineken, yogurts and couscous at the counter conveyor belt, that the woman beside her sees she's a jaded, breastfeeding mother, and not another Dublin bohemian come down to Dingle for the summer. We're in West Kerry, you see, in a rented cottage that looks out over the Great Blasket, where the owner's father lived his life as an islander, and where my own godfather honeymooned almost 100 years ago with a graduate bride who was studying ancient Irish texts under Douglas Hyde. My wife's at our friend's house now, walking up and down on the turf top of a 4,000-year-old silo, a Neolithic granary that is perfect for practicing putting, and the child is inconsolable. It's probably colic, but it sounds like the whole calamity of human being presses upon her. The cows, of course, have lost interest and moved on, and the swifts and swallows, my co-religionists, are already rehearsing their flight paths to the Maghreb and to Mozambique. That inflatable boat in the bay is a barrister with a mackerel line, and not the desert people drowning in the dunes of the Mediterranean. Fondly, I call it the kingdom of the three Louis, Louis Le Brocque, Louis Vuitton, and Louis Mulcahy. Yet in among the summer houses of a new ascendancy, with their sides and stage prop curraghs, are the tidy suburban lawns and the pampas grass of actual inhabitants who tolerate us tourists from one and the same eternal city, the boutique identicate of our post-industrial polities. I hold her up when she's sound asleep, and no sooner, although her tininess terrifies me, and I face west, where the island comes and goes again in the shape-shift weather, smiling through its tears. Across that ocean, generations of her living and dead relations, first the exiles, then the emigrants, now the pining expats, dovetail in her healing navel. Soon, she too will start to stargaze.